It's weird. Hey, everybody.
Hi.
My standard for drunkest whatever has never been Keith Richards. It's always been Shane McGowan for when it came to consumption, because Keith was never as off. Hey, everybody. We're the Film Thugs.
Barbaric.
Hitting the post with ease for like over a decade now. Well over a decade. How's everybody doing? It's good to see y'all here. We had ourselves an interesting view today. We'll call it that.
What we did.
Yeah.
And it came to me about 10 minutes in.
Yeah.
Was the equivalent of drunk planning.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
We watched Christian films and we'll watch a bunch of trailers at the beginning of some of these, and something pops up and we're like, ha, 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 oh, hearty har, that looks terrible.
Yes.
It'll be great to watch, watch.
And then
you do it. Like, you go to brunch.
Yeah.
You have four margaritas in like 2.5 hours. And the next thing you know, you're planning a trip to whatever, and then you have to fucking do it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. Yep. Yep. Oh, fuck.
That feeling the next day, where you're like, oh, no,
we committed to that. I said I wanted to go to a winery.
We bought tickets. Fuck.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you do it. That's what this felt like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, my God. Why the fuck did I say, hey, let's watch Journey to Hell?
Yes. Journey to Hell. Which, now, here's the warning that we've got to give. The preview? The level of spoiler that is in the preview is genuinely remarkable. It is genuinely remarkable because I don't know if anyone listening right now is old enough to remember the Free Willy release. But when, first off, before I go any further, any other name for that whale would have been better, because you have a children's movie named Free Willy with a main song by Michael Jackson. Everyone was making the jokes at the time. I mean, this didn't have to develop. This was like the minute it was announced, you're like, fucking what?
Yeah, this predates Peter Pan butthole stares.
They fucking called it what? But what I love is the poster, the preview, and the Michael Jackson music video. Gave you, I mean, the poster just had the climactic image, but the video and the preview not only had the climactic image, but like full context of the climactic image.
Correct.
This movie does the exact same thing with its preview, where it's like, we're not just going to tell you that this happens. We're going to show you how, so that you know before it starts how it's going to turn out.
Just so you know.
Just so you're aware.
We're going to give you a full view of the level on this platform game before you go through it.
But we're more than
rather
that.
Rather, this one plays the level for you.
Yeah, this one gives you the full level, but like slows down so that on each part you see, shoot here and here.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Jump here, dodge that.
Yeah. It gives you, by the way, at the end, you're going to think this is the main boss, and a big old surprise, this is going to hit you. So be ready for that surprise.
Mischievo is the final boss. Sorry, that's a Todd and the Book of Pure Evil reference.
I need that.
My God.
Which I'm going to need to get on watching now.
Absolutely do.
Okay. Nice. Oh, dude. But yeah, it's... That's the level of hand-holding that's necessary in this movie.
And man... Has that proven to be completely unnecessary for something this long?
It really, it's...
This is 8 Thunderballs.
Thunderballs, yeah.
It is so...
It's so fucking long.
Interminably
it's
fucking
an hour
long.
And 37 minutes.
I don't buy it. You're lying to me.
See, here's the thing.
I got here yesterday.
I think the problem... I wasn't born on a fucking turnip truck, and I wasn't born a fucking knight. That's a line from an actual Steven Seagal movie. But
CIA Steven Seagal.
CIA's Steven Seagal. Steven, so boom, boom. But oh shit, I forgot what I was even going to say there.
It's 137 minutes long.
Yeah, it's 137 minutes long, but I think it's like It was made on a planet with denser gravity.
Yes.
So it just feels, it's that old school shit where here's how movie making works.
Yeah.
You set up a camera on your scene, and then the scene happens. Yeah. Okay. No. Thank you, Mr. Edison. Yeah. But we have developed some more advanced editing techniques since there to where everything is not done in what is known as a flat proscenium, and we can actually move the camera in it. Oh, you're not going to do that. Okay.
This is where he looks over you with his glasses at the end of his nose and says, Arthur.
Yeah.
What else can I steal?
Oh, so what you're saying is you need me to shoot coverage?
Coverage, exactly.
See, it's no coverage.
It's the coverage I have per insurance, $250,000 per actor.
There is no depth on these sets. That's why zero. I was like, throw a couple of fucking rocks in front of the lakes of fire so that it looks like there's some depth or something. This shit looks like a fucking 3D movie that you're watching in 2D. I'm looking directly at you, fucking Oz, great and powerful, and at you, motherfucking Hobbit. Even though I saw that thing in the theater, I still haven't seen the third Hobbit.
Fucking, why are there three Hobbits?
Why wouldn't there be, man?
I mean, I know why.
Yeah.
It's to make money for the same reason this movie was made.
Yeah. This thing, though.
So, per my use on my tour of great ideas, I get some reviews, right?
Okay.
Everyone loves this
Oh,
section.
God, these are going to be.
Right?
I have a feeling that we're going to have a lot of people who have seen 10 or fewer movies in their life.
You know, I like to get both sides of the aisle, fair and balanced.
Yes. TM.
O'Reilly Point.
Copyright.
Without
yeah.
the sex crime. This is from churchleaders.com.
Mm.
When it hits theaters this Friday, Journey to Hell will sound a clear and frightening warning to anyone who doesn't believe in Jesus Christ. The faith-based movie, delayed several times by the pandemic,
sure.
offers a glimpse into what awaits non-believers.
These motherfuckers think this is getting released in theaters?
In their fiery underworld. Yeah, of course. That's the whole part of the whole con.
Okay.
Director Timothy Chai says the movie was a two-part goal, has a two-part goal, to help people understand how real hell is and to have many people coming to Jeebus. Journey to Hell is based on the John Bunyan allegory. John Bunyan, author of the classic 17th century allegory, The Pilgrim's Progress, provides the inspiration, wink, for Journey to Hell. In the film, a man named Shane Badman, who thinks he's a Christian, dreams about hell during a near drowning. The terrifying experience makes him realize he had been a Christian in name only. When Badman recovers, yeah, exactly. He dedicates his life to Jeebus. In interviews about the movie, Chase says, quote, change the ending to make it completely uplifting because, quote, no one would go see the movie if it was just about a man being in hell. Au contraire.
I disagree. I
completely disagree.
I entirely disagree, yeah.
The trailer for Journey to Hell shows Badman wandering a flame-covered landscape, encountering notorious figures such as Judas Iscariot, Nero, and Adolf Hitler. Viewers see glimpses of the prosperity preacher, someone saying no magic prayer guarantees salvation, someone claiming hell is an old-school fundamentalist belief, and someone quoting the Old Testament warning, remember him before the silver cord is severed. Badman, played by John Terrell, thanks a lot, John, eventually acknowledges that he is a, quote, filthy sinner, unquote, who needs Jesus Christ. When he regains consciousness, he thanks God for sending his son. He also admits that he deserves hell, but promises to start praising and living for Jeebus. Promotional materials for the movie note that only about half of Americans believe in a literal hell. Che says, Journey to Hell will alert lukewarm Christians to change their ways. Then on Judgment Day, they won't hear Jesus say, quote, I never knew you, depart from me. Matthew, blah, 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 blah. Director notes that the Bible, Jesus speaks of hell more than heaven. And the film's trailer features Charles Spurgeon's warning, hell is filled with almost saved people.
See, here's my feeling at this point with the number of people who'll be in hell. People are assholes, and I'm sorry, you don't have enough whatever to contain the billions that would be down there. We've taken over, and it's like a resort for us now.
Absolutely.
There we go. That's looks that's like a the fucking official
80s metal video.
It's the exact if the film stuff, but it's like if an 80s if Dio opened a resort. Is what I think it would look like.
Like a rainforest cafe.
Yes, yes. Because that's, yes, that's exactly it. Because that's the level of ambiance. And
yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say it. Environmental immersion.
Yeah, you need total environment for this.
You do. You need it for real. It needs to be like the magic time machine in San Antonio.
To button up Che's, to illustrate Che's full full Monty in his belief system. Yes. Jay says he thinks we're living in the last days, of course.
Oh, Jesus.
And he describes himself as a, quote, firm believer in the rapture.
Blondie's rapture?
Look up John Darby for the love of your Christ.
I am with him if it is Blondie's rapture. I'm standing by that.
Only the rapture. Now, every time I the rapture, I only think of that song. Only the rapture will rescue God's church before the 7 years of tribulation that will come to the earth, he says.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the church leaders, but you know me, I love and adore Reddit.
If you could find, now this is what I want nothing but youth pastor movie reviews. If there was a show that was nothing but like the Adam Devainist youth pastor doing
sponsored by Airwalk. Absolutely.
Yes, I would be down
who
with that.
Who vapes but tells the kids not to get started.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Don't do make my mistakes. Don't follow me on my journey.
As I inhale from my vape because I have to. So, Reddit.
Okay, so Reddit. What have the...
Vertical, yeah. 1 year ago says, dude kind of drowns. Wakes up in hell with kinky leather Hitler and some randos.
Yeah.
Has flashbacks about not believing in hell,
right?
But also going to church gatherings.
Okay.
Meet some Kiss fans in hell. Some have wings. Not sure why. Finally, the dude glimpses his God, begs forgiveness. Kiss fans are bummed out because they're losing their new friend. Dude pukes and wakes up in the real world and tells everyone that hell is real. Everyone in the theater applauds, then gives their money to some local charlatan who uses it to most likely molest children on the side. How'd I do?
I don't think he's wrong. I don't think he's wrong at all.
The Great Worm, 1 year ago. Yo, I heard somewhere this movie would be playing in Phoenix Theater starting on August 5th, 2002 in Harkins Theaters and Regal Gilbert 14. Reply, that's the word on the street. So that's from, it's from Geo's Tiger. Another response from Cream Pie Queef. Hell is real and it's Phoenix. Other reply. This city should not exist. It's a monument to man's arrogance from Love's Ducks. And then Monkey Plants post the link to the fucking trailer. Oh, God damn it, I love Reddit.
Holy shit.
I love it.
What I love most is how no matter what your argument is, or your statement, or how eloquent anything is, the fact that it's coming from Cream Pie Queef just changes the entire conversation so drastically.
Yeah. Absolutely it's colors amazing. Every word.
Oh. It's like, well, we have a very good exit. That was a wonderful existential point. Hitler shit 24.
Exactly.
Sure. God. Oh, man.
Yeah, Abraxas Cunt 69 agrees.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what still blows my mind for just a minute as much as this movie? This is the first rap song to ever chart.
Yep.
Yeah. Debbie Harry. Hell yeah. Well, that lady can do no wrong. But.
Correct.
Yeah. I just needed some rapture.
I understand.
Yeah.
We should just play that song for another hour.
God damn. Because then, because right now we have barely scratched the surface.
So normally, this is where I launch into some sort of theological war because.
Yeah.
Some people really know their maths.
Yeah.
Some people really know their sciences and other shit. I've got a head full of this shit.
Yes.
Because reasons.
Yeah, because You had to follow what made you happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell of a job.
Yeah, it's a hell of a job.
Hell of a job. Done.
Someone must do it.
So, I'd rather not.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'll bring up things that, where they're relevant, but I mainly want to focus on the complete and utter ineptitude
yes.
of this carny scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is.
It is a carny scheme. A carny scheme. Yes.
Reddit, along with anywhere else on the net when I was looking up reviews, you would run into forums where people would lament, the problem with our films is that no one puts any money in it. There's no budget. Mm. Oh,
you have
there's
money.
No budget.
Yeah, but you
but
have money.
Plenty of money.
Yeah, you got the money to make these good.
Your church is a former stadium.
Yeah, you have the money to
you
make a
movie. You got
the
money
yeah.
to make a decent film.
Yes, you do.
Uh-huh. You don't.
Yeah.
Because it's cheaper.
To do this.
To do this for yeah. a ready-made audience
mm-hmm.
that's essentially a sold show.
Yeah.
Tickets go out to whatever First Church of Bank and Loan.
Yeah.
Dentist Office United, whatever.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And here are the tickets, Pastor.
Yeah.
How many do you want?
It's a scam. It's and always been a scam.
I heard, yo, they be playing in the theater in Phoenix. Yeah, they yeah. are because uh-huh. they have a fucking bought show. These are a gold mine for the movie theaters themselves.
Yes.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got it. Fuck yeah.
Yep.
Guaranteed 50 tickets.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing. Probably
church,
more.
The church buys out a thing.
Yeah. Remember Passion of the Christ?
Mm-hmm.
They bought out shows, dude.
And I will wager they'd buy out the whole showings for $10 a ticket, mm. sell them at 50.
Of course.
Because you get the bus ride.
Yeah.
And the community.
Yes.
But yeah.
The fellowship.
Because when you know almost exactly, that's the word I was looking for. Mm-hmm. When you know almost to the dollar how much money your movie is going to make.
Exactly.
It's the Adam Sandler thing. This Absolutely. Is exactly what's happening. Sandler's got the Netflix has mathed it out to where they know if we show a new Adam Sandler movie, regardless of quality, it will generate X.
Absolutely.
Period.
And once you prove you have that market,
yep.
fucking bulletproof.
Yeah.
You're wondering why there's a Clerks 3? Kevin mm-hmm. Smith has a devoted following.
Yep. Yep.
Period.
Yeah,
that's why 2 happened. That's
yep.
why 3 happened.
Yep.
That's why he can go and talk at his whatever's.
Yeah.
They're fine. They're funny.
Yeah.
Whatever. But he can do that because he knows
yep.
I can make this amount mm-hmm. of money.
Sandler is in the tier above that.
Oh, yeah.
There are people who are even higher, like Michael Bay.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
there are folks like it's so crazy to look at the levels that uh-huh. those exist on because they're like Smith has figured out the self-finance
mm-hmm.
and the shit that he does is so inexpensive, no one cares. But yet, yeah, Sandler yeah. to me is the magic sauce. That's the magic sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's found it because he's like.
Because what did he sign? Like a. Is it 5 or 10 pictures?
I think it was 10.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. And just churn them out.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's already got his group of people that'll do them. They know exactly how much it'll cost to make it. All he has to do is figure out where he wants to go on vacation with his friends. And that's
true.
What the next movie yeah, will be.
Absolutely.
He fucking admitted that on Happy Gilmore. If you look back at
why
it,
wouldn't
like,
he?
We just wanted to play a bunch of golf. So yeah, we did. Yeah. Well, how about this? Whatever script you do, let Judd Apatow do a fucking pass on it again.
Yeah.
Just make them better. All of these, like...
There's no incentive to.
The shit that makes movies better isn't expensive.
No, ironically,
it's not.
No.
That's what pisses me off, is it's not expensive. You have a good script. That does not cost as much as all the other shit you're putting into this.
Yeah, from the trailer for this film, which is basically the film.
Yeah, yeah.
As we've noted, is from the best-selling story.
Best-selling,
okay, okay,
yeah.
okay, okay, okay. 17th century, yes.
But
technically it did sell. You would have someone give you that po-faced, like, we're not lying. We're not lying. We're not lying. Am I lying? I didn't say best-selling novel. No. No. You said best-selling story.
Yes.
Yes, that is true. For the time,
yeah.
it sold a few copies.
That would be like also if The Passion of the Christ had been from the global bestseller.
Exactly.
The Bible.
Hey, Mel Gibson's throwing a fucking rosary across the room right now, not thinking about himself. Yeah.
How come no one's ever done that? It's sort of like I had this weird realization about the royal family. You're going to have to go with me because this
I'll
does tie
you.
Back into it. How come no one points out that King Charles, like when Queen Elizabeth died, they didn't acknowledge how tough it was for him to lose a cousin.
It's true.
Because if your parents are cousins, that means that they're your cousin too.
Yeah.
So the point that I was making before.
And that's why King Charles looks like that.
His cousin, the queen.
Yeah.
That means,
that's why.
That means that Harry was also the queen's cousin.
That's right.
That connected to the point somehow. And I just wanted to share it because I thought it was too good.
It's essentially a same carny game.
It really is.
Everyone knows it's bullshit, but they're buying it out anyway because they know they can get a certain amount of people to show up.
But
and America will fucking eat up whatever the royal family does, apparently.
But why not ever bill the Bible as a global bestseller?
I don't know. People are fucking up.
Yeah, they really are. They're missing it. It's gold. It's right
if
there.
They can do this about John Bunyan's work, it's fine.
From best-selling author Matthew.
Exactly. From the playwright Shakespeare comes a play you've heard of.
Yeah. And now, here are some leaked letters between someone called the Corinthians.
Who are the judges?
Yeah. Bible shit limits itself so much. Faith-based stuff is so very limited simply in the manner in which it's approached because it has to be so dogmatic that any gray area in character, redemption, or arc is
pointless. That's why when someone does sink money into it, like the Passion of the Christ, say what you will. Doesn't matter whether believer or not believer, whatever. It is really well made.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
It's exceptionally well made because Mel's got crazy on his side.
Oh, God, yeah. You know? And he's a good filmmaker.
He's a good filmmaker.
What happens...
Apocalypto is a... It is a fucking Frescaldo level of...
Crazy.
What the fuck did this guy do?
Yeah.
Apparently quietly.
Yeah.
Because...
How did this happen?
How did you do this?
Where did this shit come from?
It's amazing.
And you've seen the Where's Waldo in the preview, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson is a legit... But I think more than anything, we've hit it there. This is what happens... when you actually have people who know how to make movies making one.
Yeah.
Because if you had taken this script and handed it to somebody like a Mel Gibson, it would have been like, okay, we're not going to film all of this in the same room.
No.
Like, this movie was shot in, like, 2 days.
Yeah. And bafflingly.
Yeah.
Green screen churches.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Green screen churches.
You certainly would have at least one venue.
Access.
At least one venue to shoot at. They had access to the front of a building.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yes.
Because we were there for a long time.
They really, really were.
And we went back there.
Yeah.
For another time.
Yep. Yep.
The exact same motherfucking spot. Clearly in front of a building.
Yeah.
We can't shoot in it?
Nope.
Why? You had a whole house to shoot in. So this is someone's house you know.
Yeah.
You didn't rent it.
No.
No fucking chance.
No, you did not.
So someone lives in this First National Bank.
Yeah. And you don't have access to a church.
Church? Huh?
It's for the same reason that we had two scenes with the model that he was trying to bang.
Right. Yes.
I mean, why was there two of those?
Yeah. Well... They it's like, what we did is we filmed everything with her at the same time.
What?
No, yeah, and we cut it to make it look like another day.
Yeah, because she fucking for red. Some reason showed up and was like, "Hey, I want to get the fuck out of here." I didn't realize.
I'm gonna fucking fire my manager as soon as we're done.
Wow, I wish I hadn't signed this contract.
Yeah, no shit.
Ugh.
So it is green. This is more green screen than learning to shoot green screen.
Dude, this is more green screen than Avengers Endgame. Like, I think percentage-wise, because in Avengers Endgame, they were on a lawn at some point.
That's true. That is true. That is so true.
And then
fucking Endgame.
So this movie, it's weird because who would have thought that this film would be told in such a out of order way? Because remember, we have two timelines for those who need this.
That's true.
We have a motherfucker being an asshole. Mm. Then he goes disappearing while he's surfing.
Right.
That a group of friends do the super concerned, but I'm not leaving my mark.
Yeah.
Look for him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They really need somebody to find him.
Just look around, gesticulate, and say,
where'd he go? Where is he?
This is great for audio. Yeah. I'm doing my hands.
Shan,
man. Where's come Shan, back, man? Shan.
But no. They see Shane's surfboard.
Yeah.
They had Shane's surfboard floating on the calmest ocean ever.
Yeah.
Like, how in the hell are y'all surfing? Surfing.
They're surfing, all right. Serving. The Lord. They're
serving the Lord. Damn.
Yeah. Dick.
Now it all seems funny, kind of like a dream. What a shame. Shane. What happened to Shane? What happened to Shane?
Tracy Guns followed me on Threads.
Oh, my God.
What?
Threads is like, still there?
What?
Tracy Guns.
I just had to look at...
That is such a bizarre thing.
What?
It was like the time I started the conversation between Penn Jillette and Mary Lou Henner on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, at least you did something.
I know, but fucking somehow all Tracy right. Guns found you.
It, a little thread sound. What the fuck? Why?
It's so random, isn't it?
Who follows us on when we were still active on Twitter? It was like Henry, not Henry Silva.
No, a fucking director of My Son Hunter, Robert Davi.
That's right.
We're Agent like, Johnson.
What
yeah.
the fuck?
I remember years Dwayne. Ago, like texting you years ago, like, yeah. Dude. Robert Davi just started following us on Twitter.
Yeah, like, this was pre-filmmaker Davi, okay?
Yeah, this was back when he was just trying to be a singer.
Yeah, and keep your torches down.
Yeah.
We didn't know what was going to happen. We were just excited about the guy from Die Hard.
Like, what the shit? This is amazing.
But and then Tracy Guns on Tracy Threads. Guns on if Tracy Threads. Guns had to follow me anywhere else, I'd be like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, but on Threads? That's...
What?
It's like... It literally is just sort of like coming out of nowhere, like, dude, Udo Dirkschneider just sent me a LinkedIn request.
Exactly. Like, that's the level of
fuck.
Ying Bing Malmateen follows you on MySpace.
Yeah.
On Friendster.
I'm the only person Yngwie follows on Instagram. It doesn't make any sense. He is following one person and it's me.
That's amazing.
He likes every picture, but never comments and won't let me follow him back. It's weird.
Yeah.
That would be the best movie ever. Some guy tortured to insanity by that.
I love it. And you see how much it cost us to come up with that? Or you, rather?
Yeah.
Nothing.
That is a more useful use of an idea than
this. Not Pilgrim's Progress. See?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Just go for it, man.
John Bunyan wrote his allegory.
Yes.
About their journey to hell. Yeah. About John Badman.
Yes.
Telling a story to Mr. Attentive, the reader.
Mm-hmm.
Being someone who is unrepentant.
Uh-huh.
And because of his rejection of Christ, decides to stay in hell. Goes to hell and stays there. He's just like, nah. Fine.
Fuck this. I'm good.
Why not do the Pilgrim's Progress?
Yeah.
Or a Pilgrim's Progress.
Yeah.
Rather than this, if you have to change it from that story. Or, yes. or you want to keep that hell because that's what brings the dollars.
That's what's getting the dollars in is the...
But they didn't want to read the Screwtape letters because there were too many words.
Oh, God, yeah. And there were some long ones in that, I think.
And there's demons talking.
Oh.
And of that, even though they have them in this.
Yeah.
So...
But the demons in this, what I love is how... The makeup effects on this are everything I said. Everything I said about this movie from the beginning was, this feels like a fucking youth group putting on a skit at church.
It is.
It's that moment that you're sitting there in the back when it starts going and you're like, oh, thank God I'm not in youth group.
Right.
Oh, dude, they're about to start acting in front of us, aren't they?
The only one we ever had to do in my little parish was the nativity play. We never had to do anything else.
Yeah, I had to do that when I was in kindergarten.
Yeah.
And I made
I
a
was
very,
a tree, I think.
I made a very weird choice. I was cast as Joseph.
Huh.
But then I found out that there was a king who had gold. And I was like, I can be a king with gold or some regular ass person. Some historic cuck.
That's true.
Or
historic?
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go with history's greatest cuck. And,
I think like you have an worst, idea of where we fall on this side.
Yeah, the worst fucking stepdad. Just
or
like,
the best.
Hey, Jesus, you want to go do... Your dad's not showing up today.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's going to be real bad when he does, so...
Not happening.
Nope. I don't know what the fuck they ate back then. Do you want to go get a bowl of hot mud? Whatever the fuck. I don't know.
Things out of wood.
You want to go avoid dying of dysentery?
Have some figs.
Yeah. Oh, figs. Mm-hmm. Maybe a date if we're lucky.
Maybe.
Yeah, no,
see, I don't know necessarily how the Protestants deal with hell as a place or whatever.
Yeah.
But they lean heavy on the fire and brimstone.
They really do. Right?
According to, I'm so fucking nerdy, it hurts my fucking soul to say this. The Catechism of the Catholic Church that's on my shelf, actually it's in a box in your garage,
yes,
along with my other books, that I can't forget today.
Oh, okay.
Hell is separation from God.
Okay.
Because at the end, apparently, you are reunited with God. You are essentially, the ego is dissolved and everything is you're back into the source.
Okay. Right?
So even the concept of playing harps on a cloud, a la Tom and Jerry, also not as true as a fire and brimstone lake.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
That's bad for, it's better for business if there is.
Yeah, yeah.
But when things weren't about business because we are the goddamn show.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Without us, you have no damn phones.
Nothing.
AT&T.
Yeah.
We're sick of taking your crap.
Exactly.
That's what the Catholic Church was. So there wasn't any other game in town.
No, there wasn't.
By the sword, you shall believe.
Yep.
So, hell was just separation.
Yeah.
There's no real talk of torment in this form.
Right.
Also, he misquote the book of Revelations in this of, at the end of time, after the final judgment, all that, Satan and his angels and everything are cast into the lake of fire.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a funny little trick in Catholic theology where all are redeemed. Really. Like, and all it takes is the last turning of your heart. Even if the slightest thought of, I'm sorry, enters your mind before you die. Even just the consideration, you're redeemed. What? There's even if you dig into the Desert Father stuff. Yeah, I know. I should have studied math. Even Lucifer can be redeemed.
And the Desert Father stuff is what happens after Paul's blind and he's wandering around in the desert and has
all that stuff.
Yeah, okay, cool.
All the early church fathers.
Okay, cool.
Those, you gotta say, if you're a Protestant out there, you gotta stay away from those sticky books. Apparently, it led you just straight to Rome. Well, so watch out.
What I love is I just made a Dune reference.
Yes, I got it.
And nobody out there thought for a second I was making a biblical reference because they're like, Jim doesn't know shit. That cannot be from the Bible. That if Jim's saying it, it is not in the fucking Bible. I don't care how authoritatively he says it.
So, but somebody, some industrious person back in the day was like, you know, what'll get people back in here?
Yeah.
Fear.
Fear. That does the trick. Ugh.
And because none of y'all can read this, motherfucker.
Yeah, we'll just say what we want.
Exactly.
And y'all will deal with it.
So, yeah, the concept of hell is very fluid, scriptural.
Yeah, yeah.
And Apocrypha even more so. So, the cut and dry this or that.
Yeah.
Is a real sticking point for this sort of belief, this strain of belief.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I honestly don't know how it has anyone that believes it, but here we are.
Mm-hmm.
I guess because it's simple.
Right.
You know, so the fear of com-
utter damnation by a loving God keeps you in line. Right. You're an asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
But go with God, I guess.
But here's what... Here's
also, hell and heaven exist outside of time.
Yeah.
So there's no need for all of this 50,000 years, 20,000 years.
Right.
All that shit.
Yeah.
Essentially, when... It's very complicated where someone dies, you know, there's a theology of they stay in the grave. That's why we have burials to begin with.
Right.
Because the body is then resurrected after the final judgment.
Okay.
That's why they're down. They're not cool with
cremation
for that reason. Like, well, if he could do that, pretty sure he can put me back from the ashes.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. But.
But.
Here we are.
Here we are. So. It's sticky.
All I know is. If hell was so bad, how can you be there for 50,000 years and your clothes don't get dirty?
Well, they did.
No, they didn't really get dirty.
Some's did. He didn't.
Yeah, his didn't.
No. His face got dirty.
Yeah, but not even
some's did.
That dirty.
Some did.
Some did, but it's weird that, like, not dirty enough.
No.
That guy was in a white shirt that I could tell was white. John McClane's white shirt was green by the end of Christmas Eve.
True.
So I would think perhaps.
I don't know. His fucking Dollar Tree Quicksilver boogie board shorts and whatever. They Billabong. Held up well. The Billabong.
Billabong. Yeah, they
Hurley.
Did.
Can't have enough Hurley. Yeah, they sometimes survived well in hell, apparently.
To have a good time, you have to be willing to look a little lame. Oh, this best Glenn Danzig moment.
The best.
Ever. Billabong.
Billabong.
You know that Fred Armisen was like, I bet I could get Glenn Danzig to say Billabong.
Yeah.
And that right there, that was his victory for that whole show. He's like, fucking
won.
You
should be proud.
Yeah.
And Glenn, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you, buddy. Laugh.
Good for you. Have fun. There's nothing wrong with it.
It's fine. Fuck it.
His house is so depressing.
Yeah.
There's lots of stuff about it on YouTube, and it's the bricks.
Yeah.
Bricks. Someone did a shirt that I almost got you that was just the Danzig skull made out of bricks, and instead of Danzig, it just said bricks.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's not quite the Danzig skull Herzog.
Yeah, that is next level
pretty
perfection.
Pretty fucking close.
Yeah.
That is like,
mm-hmm.
Whoever made that,
you and I can
be friends.
Yep.
Because you basically know me incredibly well.
What I love about Glenn Danzig, there was a like video that he did years ago. It was him like showing his house and here's my book collection. Like,
oh yeah, it's from the first Danzig video.
Yeah, it's like that's 15 books.
I ran out of space for my voodoo books. That's a quote. I believe he also reads from Paradise Lost and
yes,
says
does.
The following, the ethereal sky.
Ethereal.
It's ethereal, Glenn.
It was sort of like I remember driving somewhere once and the radio was discussing Sammy Hagar's Kaboo Waboo tequila. And I was like, I don't, what? Wait.
Hmm.
Oh, man. Okay. I guess that's officially over.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. That's what you want to invest in if you've got rock star dollars.
Yeah. Yeah.
A travel agency that you book your tour through.
Yep.
And tequila.
Mm-hmm.
Not voodoo books. Yeah. I'm not saying you shouldn't have voodoo books.
Yeah, but.
Maybe.
Invest in sprinkler systems.
Landscaping.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dusters.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing sadder than a dusty goth house, Glenn.
Yeah. Nothing.
There's a lot of black.
Yeah.
We got to keep the duster out. I speak from experience.
Yeah. but that, you know, everything in this movie is the lower, like the worst version that they could have gone through for it. Homeboy pulls so many mugs.
And we can tie our Danzig discussion into this because he uses a quote from Pilgrim's Progress.
Oh my God, you're not
front
wrong.
Of his fucking Mother video.
Oh, God.
What it has to do with the lyrics of Mother, I have a fucking idea.
Make it a hell Glenn. Of heaven and a heaven of hell.
Well, yeah. I love you, buddy, but come on.
Why did you have to pretend that that was a live version? Why not just record a live version of it?
I don't know.
It was like,
and I'm talking about the actual video that was banned, man.
Oh yeah, the one with woman dancing next to
a chicken and. Why are you doing?
Why are you doing this?
Why are you doing? She just has her fucking gear off. That's it?
Yeah, that's. And okay.
That's it, huh?
Yeah. Oh.
This is why black metal doesn't like you.
Yeah.
Got no teeth, buddy.
Yep.
I like it. I love it.
Yeah.
Fuck. So yeah, see?
Mm-hmm.
Tie it all back in.
Tie it all in. Danzig's a part of a lot of things.
Well, of course.
Pilgrim's Progress. The fact that there is no real, like, again, every Christian movie has the same message. Yeah. So no matter what, it's like, oh, we're going to land in the same spot. Cool.
Yeah, but this one falls into the same line as the last one we watched.
Yeah.
This feels, deliciously so, by the way, it feels like it's a critique of other Christians.
Yeah, yes.
Much less than an appealing to non-believers.
Yes.
This is much more about, hey, fuck you, yeah, but not really.
I gotta say, I love them calling out the prosperity Bible shit.
Yeah.
That's nice to see, because it needs to be called out. And
yeah,
needs
it's not gonna fucking change.
Yeah.
And you're involved in the same fucking carny scheme with this movie.
Yeah.
But I guess if you feel the message is important, what the fuck do I know?
Yeah.
But I can tell you what it looks like on this side.
Yeah, on this side, it looks like you're just playing a variation of the same game. Like, but you're doing four-card mono.
Right. He's playing 4D chess, man.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, there's a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
You thought you said the magic prayer and it saved you. Well, that's kind of how it's pitched.
Yeah.
By all of y'all.
Mm-hmm. But remember,
do your testimony. Say the prayer. You don't have to do the testimony. Just say the prayer, and you're in. It's a lot like Islam. You say the words, and now you
and
have
you
to do
you shall be healed.
So,
But like,
I don't make the rules.
But they do. That's what gets me with the with the Christian movies, is every one of them feels like it's moving the goalpost in a different direction.
I know.
And that's what I love about it, is all of them are just, how much more can I make these rules up? All the way more?
Absolutely.
Well, then, okay, let's do that.
Absolutely. I mean, the director of the film himself is like, I'm a strong believer in rapture. Okay. Nowhere. It's fucking nowhere. It's
nowhere in this.
Nowhere in the books.
Nope.
Your book.
Nowhere in
this. The fucking international bestseller of the Bible.
Written by Matthew.
Right.
By best-selling author Luke.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. With a special appearance by Genesis, the opening band. It's not there. It was derived by thinkers.
Yeah.
As I squint.
Yeah.
To somehow get the rapture
approved,
or that idea even across the goal line.
To same pass thing that with, amendment.
Yeah. Same thing with the prosperity gospel.
Yeah.
Someone just derived that through whatever. That's the thing about this book, you see.
Yes.
You can pretty much, if you're looking for something, find it.
Yeah.
Just like you can do in, I don't know, the fucking phone book when they existed.
Yes. And if the phone book were written in obscure verses that had been translated more times than you could count.
Oh, yeah.
Hell, find a translation. Like, if you can't find what you're looking for in your phone book, some other city has what you're looking for in their phone book.
Exactly.
And just use that version of the phone book.
And here's the weird part. If you have a phone book from Austin and you tell somebody, just look in this phone book, it's from Austin, and they're from Dallas.
Yeah.
They'll be like, fuck that.
Yeah,
some part of them will be like, fuck that.
Yeah, no.
And see, you see the doctor in me? Yep, and that's how humans are with their little belief system.
We're terrible. We're dumb.
King James, fuck that. New American. Yeah. New American.
New American.
I'm going to read the...
The New American.
Well, this one's more true than this true. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Isn't all the word of God?
Well, yeah.
God, the word, and all that? Is that the same thing?
First off...
Triune God? Oh, wait. I sound too... Well, sorry.
First off, the bird is the word.
Bird is the word.
And everybody knows... About
it's
the
so
it's tiresome.
It's so needlessly tiresome and complicated. Just... But I do enjoy that it's going after everyone else.
Yeah.
They're just left hand attacking the right hand.
It is very nice.
Yeah.
It is very nice.
Because that's
to see.
What this film is preoccupied with.
It is.
They think they got something to say. We got you now, motherfuckers.
I got this motherfucker right now.
That's a little devil dog looking at me the whole time while I'm talking about theology.
Yep.
Thinking the same thing over and over again. Mm-hmm. Satan. Mm-hmm. I agree.
He's my little Freddy Bums.
But that's all this movie was.
Yeah.
Like, if you believed anything, one piece of what they're critiquing,
Mm-hmm. You're supposed to what? Feel bad? I'm going to hell now because I
think, whoa, maybe I'm not doing this for real. I guess that's what they're going for. But
I obviously, but what? Why though? And why choose this story and change it the way you did? You could just do a fucking Christmas Carol.
Yes.
Because that's essentially what we just watched.
Yes. Yes.
Kind of. Similar arc, anyway.
I mean, with, yeah, yeah. Imagine if, now.
Damn sure the last, the
oh, the final bit of it?
The final bit of it.
Oh, God, yeah.
Dead nuts.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. It really was.
You just didn't throw a coin to a boy to go get a goose.
Yeah. Or here.
Here.
Just have it. I've got a sandwich. Here.
Here's a blanket. Here.
Yeah.
It's, and I love the Christmas. I love that shit.
It's great. But when it's just, when it feels like wedged in, because that's the way that I'll say it, is that shit is wedged in.
Yeah. Yeah.
It.
And they change so many things that are, you know, they're going to change things to make it modern.
Yeah.
Their idea of making this modern is for Sean Badman to go to hell and encounter Adolf Hitler.
Yep.
Eichner.
Yeah.
The Zodiac Killer.
Yes.
The Las Vegas Shooter.
Yes.
And the two killers from Columbine.
As well as
Nero.
Kim Il-sung.
Kim Il-sung. Nero.
And gets threatened with Chinese Kung Fu.
By Chairman Mao.
By Chairman Mao.
He does that.
That was one of the worst moments I've ever seen in any movie, when Chairman Mao jumps into his Kung Fu stance and says, I will do something with my Chinese Kung Fu.
It is.
It's so bad.
So bad. It is Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah.
Mickey Rooney.
Yeah.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yep. Yep.
It is that fucking
it's that
bad.
Big.
It is fucking war propaganda.
Someone is, yes, someone is protesting Miss Golightly the whole time. It's, Yeah, and those don't make, because half of this movie is, hey, I know who that guy is, or do you know who that guy is? Yeah.
Yes.
Do you know who that guy is? Yeah. No, I don't.
For an hour and a half, a half and a half.
It really is. Yeah.
That guy, and then they try to shoe in their little hobby horses or whatever little thorn they have in their soul about, that's a guy who designed your phone to die, so you have to buy a new iPhone every blah, blah, blah.
He somehow had never heard of Jesus.
Oh, yes. Yeah, there's a whole thing about
the number of people with, like, corporate jobs who have never heard of Jesus.
Never heard the gospel of Jesus.
Well, never had the opportunity to hear the...
They may be aware of the person.
But they... Oh, yeah.
But they've never heard the good news, you see. Never had a chance.
Right, okay.
So they take him to a location that's slightly less hellish
and oddly devoid of babies.
Devoid of babies.
Yeah.
And
that place would be lousy with babies.
There are two people there.
Yeah.
Him.
A Nigerian prince scammer.
A Nigerian prince scammer.
Yeah.
That's it.
Was it.
In the not so bad place.
Yeah. That's where the Nigerian prince scammer ended up.
For the people
without
did not. Right.
Any babies.
Any babies. Yes. All the unbaptized babies.
It should be all the babies.
Yeah.
All of them. There should be so many babies.
Well, not now, because it's after the crucifixion. See? Went to hell on the third day.
That's true.
Freed all the saints and everything else. See? See? Yeah. That's why I'm here.
So, no, but what about the babies that have happened since then? Shouldn't they still be in hell? There should be billions of them.
That's true.
Should just be an absurd number of babies.
I would think.
Why are there no babies in hell, Clarkson?
A lot of.
Why are there no babies in hell?
Essentially, a lot of the non-Western world, chock full, according to their rules.
There would have been a fucking ocean of Chinese people and Japanese people and Indian people and African
Shinto,
people.
Shinto, huh? Not happening here.
Yep. And I cannot stress this enough. All of the dead babies ever. Every baby that ever died would be there. Because that's fair.
That's true.
And
you go by the church we were raised in.
Yeah.
And if you didn't get salvation through this church specifically, the rest of you out there too.
None of it mattered. None of it mattered. It literally, it would be like like showing up with, you know, Burger King. Doesn't matter how good your intentions were. Yeah. You knew where you went.
This motherfucker showed up with Arby's.
Yeah, Arby's. We have the meats.
But not redemption.
How much of Ving Rhames' paycheck do you think comes in roast beef?
I hope for him.
Yeah.
Not too much, but yeah. I'm also hoping not zero.
Not zero, yeah.
Like, does he get a card like Dick Murdoch?
Yeah.
When he was a wrestler, apparently got a card from Coors Light that pretty much allowed him to drink Coors Light for free at any bar he went to. Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay. Who knows if that's really true or
right.
not? Probably bullshit.
Right. But yeah.
It's a great story.
It's a great story, yeah.
You know, bullshit gets turned into stories, you
it
see.
It does. It does. It's how legends happen.
National and international bestsellers, in fact.
Here is something that I'm thinking.
So he gets
about
a card, an Arby's card.
Yeah, he gets an Arby's card. And now all I'm picturing is how dope would it be? You're in New York, you walk by an Arby's, and you look in and you see Ving Rhames and Stanley Tucci sitting there having like a mountain of big beef and cheddars.
Absolutely.
It'd be Absolutely. The that's what that's all I want out of my next show. I want to see
all I ever want is a cooking show. Yeah. I would host it where we take chefs to shitty places.
Yes. Yes.
Target.
Uh-huh.
Motherfucking snack bar.
Yes.
First episode.
Mm-hmm.
It'll never go if it catches, I'll never run out of people.
Every episode ends with you getting a hot dog and a soda at Costco.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's the dirty secret out there, folks. Mm-hmm. Anybody that worked their way up into that world has been used to eating meals in the fucking dish area.
Yep.
In the walk-in.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes working and eating at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
All of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
They will all be like, Wolfgang fucking Puck, the devil himself of California bullshit kitchen.
And what does California pizza kitchen do? It sucks a bag it of shit. Sucks. We it have an episode sucks. That we recorded of one of our shows years ago that is called California Pizza Kitchen Sucks a Bag of Shit.
Because it fucking
I'm
does.
I'm not exaggerating. That for new listeners, that's not a lie.
Welcome. If you're new to us.
That might have been a Life Bastards. But...
It might have been. Oh, yeah. We also have another show, Life Bastards. If you just... became a fan of ours or a listener of ours during this new era of Film Thugs. We can go back a long way.
We go back very
And we have
way.
Another show called Life Masters where we answer advice columns as if they were addressed to us.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's funny.
But
But California Pizza Kitchen sucks.
If you took Wolfgang Puck to an Arby's, first thing you say is, oh, thank God it's not a California Pizza Kitchen.
Exactly. I use that stuff to... I grift those marks with California Pizza Kitchen. I didn't know. Where are we at Costco? Yeah. I love the hot dogs at Costco.
Oh, and
the snap. That's very important, just like back in Germany.
The snap.
The snap of the hot dog.
And then you get a
Frankfurter.
Get a churro.
Yeah.
At Costco. Oh, that's the fucking mix right there.
Taking the fucking corn dog at Sonic drive-thru.
Oh, hell yeah.
Not even where you park. Just get the drive-thru now.
Drive-thru corn dog.
Somehow feels like a betrayal by Sonic.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like it.
I don't like it. But anyway, getting the fucking like... Wada Juniors.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Do you remember the Chicken Littles that KFC had for a little while? The fried chicken sliders.
Getting them Emeril Lagasse a fucking double down from KFC.
He'd be all over that shit.
Fuck it. That guy will cut your throat with a fucking penknife. You kidding? He didn't give a fuck.
He'd be like,
that would be the best part of the entire show. All these guys were like, yeah, you told the time. It's fine.
Yeah.
I was in culinary school.
Yeah.
We had pizza delivered to the fucking loadout area. Everyone's eating pizza on the stairs and smoking cigarettes.
Yep.
See, at the La Cordon Bleu.
Here is my problem with everyone's hatred of the Double Down. It is just a fucking ghetto chicken cordon bleu.
Oh, yeah.
It's all it is. Everyone's saying,
let's face it about the chicken cordon bleu.
Yeah. Mm. It's not exactly the dish it once was.
Mm.
Not like fancy back in the day when you get a chicken Kiev and they'd bring you a bib to protect you from all the butter. Yeah, that's not...
No,
that's not where we are anymore. Mm-mm. Anything that you can buy a two-pack of that you can then microwave, anything that has become a signature dish of Tyson, like, no, lasagna is not fancy anymore unless you do that shit from scratch. Yeah. Frozen lasagna, go fuck yourself. I'm not 12.
You're not down with Stouffer's?
Yeah, you know, yeah. It's like French bread pizzas are awesome. And then you turn 15.
Yeah.
It's like, no, then Totino's party pizzas are fine, and then you can afford $3.
Yes. I want the, what the fuck is his name? The French Laundry.
Oh, yeah, I don't know that guy's name.
We're going to QT, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Come on.
Getting that super fucking weird barbecue seasoned chicken wrap.
Yep. I have so many kids who've worked at that QT. It's weird.
That's incredible.
Yeah. They pay really well.
I can see that.
Yeah. A bunch QT of kids who work there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Truck, fucking travel, like truck stops on 35. I take them there.
Oh, hell yeah.
Get some nachos.
Let's go to, not even fancy. You're not going to a Buc-ee's. No, oh, we're going to a gas station.
You better fucking pray to your God that I take you to Buc-ee's, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Because I am not. No. I'm taking you across the street from Buc-ee's in your Bromples to that travel center.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And before you eat anything else, you're going to have this whole package of Fun Dip.
Exactly.
Motherfucker.
And you're eating that stick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So these are all better ideas than this terrible fucking
thing. Yeah, this thing, it's...
I don't know what it's for. I don't know what good message it's... I don't know what message it's trying to say other than really believe so you don't go to hell.
It's less baffling than the Reconciler. But that is not... That is literally this piece of poop tastes slightly better than that one.
Yes.
It's really all that...
Texture's different. That's about it.
Yeah, yeah. It is a less off-putting texture. That's all... Yeah, it's... Less off-putting texture. We'll go with that. Who needs it?
I don't know. No one. That's does. What I don't understand about these films.
No one understands.
I get a movie about the broad culture persecuting us. Aren't they also bad? You know, making that them bigger.
Oh yeah, that so Dinesh D'Souza shit.
Yeah, make it bigger. I almost understand that a whole lot more.
Oh, yeah,
to create a bigger market.
Right.
It's the essentially. Manufacturing brand loyalty.
Yes, it is.
Same thing with any political talk show or podcast of any stripe, by the
way.
I don't give a fuck.
Don't care at all.
Yep. They have products they're selling to you.
Yep.
And they tell you it's great because these people don't do it. Bah, bah, bah. It's great because you're one of us, right?
Yeah.
So buy our fucking whatever.
Yeah.
Goddamn right wing with their fucking MyPillows. MyPillow knew exactly what the fuck he was doing.
Yep.
My dumb, weird, stormy ass from fucking Rainbow Bright is going to wear my cross on the outside of my shirt and sell these assholes pillows.
Yeah.
And I'll build a super hard brand loyalty.
Yeah.
Same thing with that.
Yep.
But this sort of self-critique or picking inside your own camp seems it seems counterproductive.
Seems counterproductive, and especially when it is done with this fucking cliched toothlessness.
Yeah, because hell and their conception just seems annoying.
Yeah, yeah. You don't get to sleep, you don't get any water, and you're always throwing rocks.
Yeah. I mean, Sisyphus it ain't.
No.
But,
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I had way bigger thought. Like, they're not even hitting you. I thought you'd be getting assaulted in every manner a whole lot more in hell.
Well, there's that's the thing.
Yeah.
The black metal juggalos.
Yeah.
Never whipped a soul, but they punch a motherfucker. And
there were so many face punches, like just up front face punches.
Yeah. Straight up Stooges level hits to the face.
Wham!
Bam! Lay you out. Somehow you get up and you're
fine. Well, because you're in hell.
Oh,
well. Remember?
That's right. Yeah, there's another thing.
Yeah.
Before we put a fucking button on this one.
Yeah.
There's this weird gear, I want to say, in this film where the super baddies at one point are mad at Badman.
Because he's like...
Because he's sort of...
Repenting.
Repentant.
And they're like, ew. And then one guy nuts so hard.
Oh, yeah.
That first guy who feels it, it's supposed to be pain.
But he's supposed to be pain sick. Or something.
But he's going like...
O-face.
He's going... Like...
And...
What the fuck is happening, bro?
And let me tell you. This guy...
Yeah.
It's not having the first one that's easy.
No,
He's having the second or third one that comes from the back of your spine.
Yeah.
In fact, he may be having a prostate one.
Yeah.
And so he doesn't know what to do with himself.
No, he doesn't.
Except enjoy it.
He really wrote it out.
Because he
is... You know what? I'm going to fucking go with it.
He is coming.
He
full stop. That's exactly what this guy is doing. Yeah,
the other guys later were feeling pain.
The other guy who looks like fucking Axe from Demolition.
Yeah.
The fat guy, the satchel ass guy, comes by and he goes, actually looks sick. He holds his stomach. Yeah. And makes the universal sick face.
But he's
the other guy
rocking back and forth. Like,
you know,
hey, director, you can do a second take where he looks less cummy.
I'm thinking. One of those black metal juggalos is not really on the team. And was like, hey.
How great would
I'm
that
gonna
be?
Get this in here.
I'm gonna get this in
when
the movie.
Remember when I have to be sick? And the Australian guy's like, yeah. I'm gonna look like I'm coming.
I'm gonna nut ridiculously.
Only you and I'll know and have no idea what I'm doing.
And if you say something about it, I'll be like, hey, how does he know? He should be cast out.
Yeah. Hey, you want to drink beer and hang out later and get some chicks? Yeah, man. Yeah. Sounds great.
That's great.
Screen capture that and put it on all of our media. He's come. Period.
It was like the scene from Mama's Boy or Grandma's Boy.
Grandma's
Boy. It feels so good.
Yes.
I'm sorry I came on your grandma.
I defy you to look at that scene. First of all, why would you bother?
Why would you?
Just take our fucking word for it.
Take our word.
But if you need to know, look it up, and I defy you to tell me that there is something else going on. It's not a gut shot. It's not a stab wound to the gut.
No. There's no nausea. There's
shaking,
no anything.
Nothing.
He's just sort of...
complete O-face.
Ooh, madam, your jam.
Exactly.
For those who were curious about that reference, you have to watch multiple seasons of a TV show called The Increasingly Poor Decisions of Todd Margaret. It is fantastic. Oh, dude. So I've been watching a bunch of compilations on YouTube recently, and there's one of 30 Rock where it's Jenna Maroney's best moments.
Yeah.
One was when she was doing her America's Got Talent Junior, like with kids. She was like, rips this child apart, her performance terrible. She's like, all right, now I'm going to give you three options on my tagline, all right? Now go jump back up your mother. And that was her tagline. So thanks for joining us, everyone. We hope you had a good time, and go jump back up your mother.